removed, and then had some more soreness issues with it and went ahead and shot.
If you remember, and when they started the season, they were blowing teams out 50, 60 points.
Yep.
The reason for that? Mason Rudolph, the quarterback, he's here right now. Now, Mason, first of all, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I know
me.
You're not going to be playing in the game because?
Because I've got a foot sprain. I sprained it fourth quarter, the bowl game on the 28th versus Virginia Tech, and finished the ball game and kind of, you know, get off of it and get in the boot for a couple weeks. And kind of talked with, Dr. Anderson, the foot specialist in the NFL, and he recommended that I not play in this game, even though I was, I was playing on it. I was excited about, my invitation, that I got kind of towards bowl prep and, accepted it, was ready to come down here and kick this thing off the right way. But, I think it's not the end of the world. I know I'm going to come down here and interview well and weigh in tomorrow and do everything I can, to kind of personalize with some coaches and with some people and meet some new players down here. So I'm going to make the best of it and keep moving forward.
You know how we have a tendency to compare and contrast, and when the season started and I saw you out there and you came to Mobile with Oklahoma State and won that game, I said, in my own mind, I mean, he looks like a Ben Roethlisberger clone. Is that a fair comparison? Do you hear that at all?
I've heard it before throughout the career.
And that's because of your size, too.
Yeah, I think I'm a big guy, pocket passer. I a little more athletic than I get credit for. Able to move pretty well in the pocket and evade the rush. But, yeah, I mean, Ben, what an awesome player. What a tremendous athlete for his size, man. The things he can do, the times that you think he's down, that the defense has got him, and he finds a way to extend the play. I mean, he's a great player, and I'll take that comparison any day.
All right, and also in this game, your teammate, the wide receiver, the Biletnikoff Award winner, need I say more, in Washington.
Yep.
What are we going to see from him this week?
Yeah, we got James and Marcel Aitman here, so two of my guys that I would love to be thrown to, but will not have the chance to. But, James is, like you said, Biletnikoff winner, unbelievable talent, great guy, small town in Texas, under-recruited. Very humble guy, hard worker, never dropped off his work ethic, from year to year for 4 years, and good friend of mine. So I'm excited that he's down here. He's going to showcase a lot of his talents as well as Marcel. And, I think it's one of the best two-headed, 1-2-punch receiver combos in the nation, and I was blessed to have him on my team.
Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph joining us at our media headquarters here at the Senior Bowl. This is, to me, a star-studded lineup of quarterbacks. We've already talked to Josh Allen. Some are projecting him as a number one pick this year. I know Baker Mayfield comes in later today. You're familiar with him with the Oklahoma State battles. We've also talked to Tanner Lee, Mike White, quarterbacks like that. As far as drafts going, what are you hearing now? And do you project yourself, or do you think that this could be a first-rounder?
Yeah, I mean, you hear all types of things, in the media, and, the mock drafts, but you try to not to pay attention to anything but, the wisdom that you're hearing from your college coaches and these college scouts. But, I think the general consensus on me right now is, mid-first to mid-second. I think the first top 40 picks is kind of where people are projecting me at. And I think this whole process is, there's a lot to gain for me, the way I come across to people, my personality and my character. So I'm gonna, looking forward to kind of showing these people that, who I am as Mason Rudolph, the player off the field, and just enjoy the process.
Finish the sentence for me. Mike Gundy is
entertaining. He's he's an entertainer, man. He's an unbelievable coach. Played quarterback at the same university, so obviously there's a lot of carryover, a lot of similarities in us and the things we've been through. But I mean, you guys see all the funny things he does, in the media and the ways he, comes across. But he's a hilarious guy, great friend. We text, three or four times a week, very close. And guy that I'm gonna miss playing with for sure. So we'll stay in touch, and I'll have to get back, to Stillwater and do some rattlesnake hunting with him. But
one more rattlesnake hunting?
Yeah,
come again?
That's his thing. He'll do it with his sons.
But you would actually go out there and do that?
I would do it with him, but I've never been dumb enough to do it myself.
I didn't really know we were going in this direction, but somebody clue me in. What is the deal about going out and hunting rattlesnakes?
Well, in Oklahoma, and Texas especially, those guys. That's kind of just the flat topography, and they hang out in the rocks and whatnot. And so Gundy will get himself a guide and take his kids out. And
well, if I'm your agent, I wouldn't let you do it.
I don't think it'd be good, but it'd be fun.
Mason Rudolph, our guest here on WNSP. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Rudolph2. That's the number two, Mason. I was going to go a different direction, but I guess I'll just keep. Does Gundy have to blow dry that mullet? Or is that dry?
I'm sure he gets a nice, you know. I'm sure. I don't know how often he goes to the salon, but yeah. I'm sure he's got some. Sure, he's got a routine, a blow dry, and some type of hair product. But no, that was kind of out of nowhere. We were going to Big 12 media days before my junior year, and he had just gotten not had a haircut in a while, and I was kind of like, is this guy not just hadn't had a haircut, or is he just trying to actually pull off a mullet here?
And so, yeah.
Why do you think he stays? There have been offers, at least reported. Why do you think he stays at Oklahoma State when he's been getting these reported big numbers thrown at him?
If you've seen his house in Oklahoma in Stillwater, that you probably understand why he stayed. He built an unbelievable setup there at Stillwater, and you know, kind of with some land on the farm, but really nice house with a pool. And you know, his kids are one of his kids is starting quarterback at Stillwater High School, and he's got one at Arkansas in a fraternity. And you know, he's a legend at Oklahoma State, and I don't think he, you know, at this point in his career, he's 50 years old, and he's a man. He's 50, so he doesn't want to take off and reboot. And you know, I think the fans love him for that.
The greatest rant in history, by the way, the I'm 40. Unbelievable. Let me ask you a little bit more serious question, continuing with Mason Rudolph here. So you're in a boot right now, injury sustained, in a bowl. The trend over the last year or two, a couple guys have decided to bypass their bowl with their teammates, and for obvious reasons, as you're sitting here in the boot. Your thoughts on guys kind of doing that, and are we going to see a trend of more guys doing that in the future, do you think?
You know, I think it depends on the position. Like you saw McCaffrey, McCaffrey, and there's another running back, Fournette, right? That sat out, and you know, I understand that those are guys that were kind of locked in top 10 picks and had a lot on the line and weren't playing in necessarily a extremely meaningful bowl game. But you know, for me at the quarterback position, I think you know if I was to sit out, that it just for my team, it would be it would be a big momentum killer Not the thought ever crossed my mind because it didn't, and I was fired up to play my last game, you know, in the orange and black with my boys and beat a good Virginia Tech team. So that never came across my mind. I knew, you know, I wanted to go out with a victory and spend those quality time, you know, with my teammates.
Didn't you set, like, national passing records when you were at Oklahoma State?
I know there were school records. I'm not sure. I don't have all the national. I'm not sure on that, but you'd have to check up on me for that.
Yeah. Have to get in touch with your SID when you, weigh in tomorrow. What are they going to have you at?
I'll be 6'4 and a quarter, 232, 233.
All right, so you're not playing at Ladd People Stadium this Saturday due to injury, but you have played at Ladd People Stadium. Take us back in your visit here to Mobile earlier this season against the Jags.
Yeah, we played the Jags, I think it was week two, and came down here and set up camp in this hotel, so it's all familiar scenery to me, but great team. I think those guys played primarily cover one, high safety. This dude was deep. I mean, he was 20 yards, and so he did a good job of reading my eyes, I think, but was able to control him. And our defense, our defense played great, created a lot of turnovers, and we put up some points like as usual. So
you told a very interesting story about the hash marks, though.
Yes,
you want to relate that story?
Yeah,
that was cute. A good story.
Yeah, I think there were two hash marks on the field. So you had the high school and the college, and so the ref was kind of getting confused, and he kept spotting the ball in the wrong hash. And I said, "Listen, dude," I said, "Listen, brother, you need to put this ball in the right hash so we can go fast." You know, and he was screwing everything up because you know receivers' landmarks and alignment and spacing is all thrown off when we're on a different hash that we hadn't practiced for a whole career. So had to get him straight.
Well, I mean, we did our best here in Mobile to throw you off your game.
It didn't work.
No doubt, yes,
but,
sir.
But you caught on pretty quick.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that conference you've played in and where that conference is headed as we continue on this thing we call the college football playoff.
Yeah, I think it was a great conference to play in. I think, you know, one of the reasons I went to Oklahoma State was to play in an explosive offense and distribute the ball to guys like James Washington, Marcel Aitman, it was a blast doing that for 4 years. And I think it's a highly competitive conference. I didn't see the final statistic on how we did in bowl games, but I know 2016 was great, and I think you saw it right with the teams that faced us in bowl games. I mean, we're going to score a lot of points, and you know, I think the defensive persona they try to tag us with is we don't play any defense. Well, I would dare any defense to play the offenses there on the Big 12 and see if they can hold us under, you know, 35 points. So, you know, I think it's headed in the right direction. It's a strong conference. You know, there's a lot of playmakers you see every single year, especially quarterbacks that come out and that end up being good NFL players. So, yeah, I'm excited to kind of carry that on you know, excited to be an alumni at Oklahoma State.
One final question for you, Mason Rudolph, Oklahoma State here. Oklahoma State game. Go back to that one. I mean, to me, it was a 10-point game, but clearly with the way those two offenses were going up and down the field, that could have gone either way. Is that probably, when you look back at the season, the one game you'd like to have again? Maybe another?
Oh, I mean, all the losses you want to have back, obviously, because we felt that we had a group to go, you know, the Big 12 title, and then upwards from there. But yeah, I mean, that for sure it was a shootout, and a couple good teams, a couple good offenses, like you said, that, you know, put up points, you know, we didn't make the plays when it mattered in the end to kind of seal it off, and I hold myself responsible as well as our offense primarily for that. But, you know, hey, you know they're a good team, and we were a good team, and I'd love to get another chance. Obviously, I don't, and that's fine. You know, I'm looking forward to the next level and moving on and attacking my next chapter of life.
Well, Mason, we certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. Best of luck this week. I know you won't be playing, but certainly there'll be plenty enough for you to do. I have no doubt. So best of luck to you not only this week but in your future endeavors.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's 8:46. We've got one final segment here. It's the opening kickoff. Mark Heim and Lee Shervanian. We continue our Senior Bowl coverage from the lobby of the Renaissance Hotel. It's Sports Radio 105.5 FM, WNSP, and WNSP.com. Don't go anywhere. We are expected to be joined by Trey Williams next. So one final segment in which to hang out with us. You're not going to want to miss it.